Was there a third party?
I dunno. I never get invited to dem things.
Apart from Mr. Sonkey and the murderer, said Shu, still as patient as the grave, was there anyone else here last night?
Dunno,
said the troll.
Thank you. You've been very helpful, said Shu. We'll have a look round if you don't mind.
Sure.
The troll went back to his vat. Red Shu hadn't expected to find anything and was not disappointed. But he was thorough. Zombies usually are. Mr. Vimes had told him never to get too excited about clues, because clues could lead you a dismal dance. They could become a habit. You ended up finding a wooden leg, a silk slipper and a feather at the scene of a crime, and constructing an elegant theory involving a one-legged ballet dancer and a production of Chicken Lake. The door to the office was open. It was hard to tell if anything had been disturbed. Shu got the impression that the mess was normal. A desk was awash with paperwork, Mr. Sonkey having followed the usual put-it-down-somewhere method of filing. A bench was covered with samples of rubber, bits of sacking, large bottles of chemicals, and some wooden moulds that Reg refrained from looking at too closely.
"Did you hear Constable Littlebottom talking about that museum theft when we came on duty today, Buggy?"
he said, opening a jar of yellow powder and sniffing it.
"No, I did,"
said Reg. He put the lid on the sulphur again and sniffed the air of the factory. It smelled of liquid rubber, which is very much like the smell of incontinent cats.
"And some things stick in the mind," he said. "Special job, eh?"